Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is Friday. Welcome to Redmen News. I am Paul Mitch and I'm joined by Jack Gill in the studio today for this one. Jurgen Klopp has done his pre-Norwich City press conference. We're going to be talking through some of the talking points of that. We've got a couple of news stories that we're going to get through. We're going to be talking about Kylian Mbappe and the offer that's on the table and the Youth League draw as well. But first, we are brought to you in association today with the Liverpool Gin Distillery. We've got a Valentine Couples Gin Lab experience available from the 13th of February, which is of course yesterday, today all the way to March 14th. You go to the Liverpool Gin Distillery, which is in Liverpool City Centre. Go with your loved one or, you know, someone you just want to have a good time with. The tickets are £75 per couple. You get to distill your very own 70 centilitre bottle of gin using their lab guides. Sharing a 1 litre cup of still, you decide on your flavour by picking your own botanicals, distill a 40% gin, as well as naming, labelling and sealing the bottle with wax. You can take the bottle away with you. And you get two complimentary G&Ts on the tour as well. The lads did this a few weeks ago. There was a video around it as well with Bruce Grobbelaar. They had great fun. They're absolutely made up with it. I know Chris has been drinking his gin over Christmas and giving it as Christmas presents. Oh, that's absolutely made up. I got to see one of the bottles. The fact that you can seal the top in your own way, it just looks amazing. Like, I'm not a big drinker myself, but I know everyone who is, and everyone's banging into the gins. And the fact that you can go, I am enticed by the idea of going to make my own and put my own name on it and stuff. But you can do, if you use the promo code REDMENVAL, which is all capitals, REDMENVAL, if you go to liverpoolgindistillery.com/experiences, make sure you get that deal. You need to purchase the experience for the 14th of March, but you can book it in for after that date. So you've got another month left to get it booked, but book it for whenever you want and do it as a late Valentine's gift. Or you can do it, say, here's your Valentine's gift, and then maybe book it for the birthday. Double bubble, that's all I'm saying. Right, Jack, let's crack into it then. Let's go with the big stuff. And when I say big stuff, let's get the actual horse shit out of the way. You dug this one up for us today. The Daily Post, I've got to say, Liverpool FC have offer on table, and I'm doing inverted quotes. It's single inverted commas, which we've learned on these shows down the years means...
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit, Jack, correct. But yeah, they've got an offer on the table for Kylian Mbappe. Now, apparently this is according to Spanish outlet El Desmarque. They state that Mbappe is finding life tough under PSG chief Thomas Tuchel. Reports suggesting there are several of Europe's elite clubs are keen on the World Cup winner. Duh. It's been reported they've received offers from four sides, with Liverpool believed to be one of them.
It's just nonsense, isn't it? And I think the more we're hearing about Kylian Mbappe, the more nonsense we're hearing too. To be honest, as you know, I was very into the whole idea of Mbappe joining us.
Yeah.
Now,
he's not got your Mbappe 2020 sweatshirt on there.
You know, Paul, there's been other big names that we've been linked with that seem a lot more likely to happen.
Yeah.
Werner and Sancho seem to be progressing. Mm-hmm. I know James Pearce has come out and said that we are interested in them too, I believe. Let me just make sure that that's correct.
But yeah. Bad news, Pearce. I'll have that shot.
Yeah, yeah, of course you will. I think it's one of them that's probably dead in the water. And there's all sort of stuff about him really wanting to go Real Madrid. And actually this may just be a smokescreen to make sure that Real Madrid cough up the cash for him in the summer.
I agree with that. I think that they're the only club we're likely to be able to afford, more than anything else, really, is Real Madrid. So, yeah, what I really like, and you pointed out to me, it says, the report also links Manchester United as an unlikely destination. Unlikely? Unlikely? Wow, that's like trying to state that like a tip-top supermodel is might be going out on a secret date with him and say I'm unlikely to be the person they go on a date with. It's like it's not a strong enough word. Imagine if Kylian Mbappe ended up at Manchester United
playing. The thing that's interesting is it says that he doesn't like life under Tuchel. But he wants to play for Solskjaer.
Absolutely. Well, because he probably thinks Solskjaer's a massive fan and he thinks he can get away with what he wants. This has all come from that little touchline bust up or whatever, hasn't it? And it's just, I think what people have seen is, you know, there's a Venn diagram of things that work in terms of social media posts, and Mbappe's name is definitely one of them, and there's a number of football clubs, and you put Mbappe and Liverpool together, and
there's another thing as well where, obviously, you've seen with what happened with Mane and Salah early on in the year, and literally a little spat on the pitch became massive news stories. Everyone saying, oh, does that mean one of them's going to leave? It's just people making news out of nonsense.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. Matt, what did you go for the title for this video, by the way?
Mbappe offer made, question mark.
No, I guarantee, if we just did the normal on this, it's like, oh, latest injury news, Shaqiri fitness update, this would do 9,000 views. And I'm not saying I'm doing this cynically as some sort of cash grab. You know, we deliver the same content, the same engaging, fun, interesting content every day, Monday to Friday on this channel. But it's fucking hilarious that will do. That will do at least double the number of views simply because it's got Mbappe in the title. I think that's just a bit sad, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing it because... soz. Okay, the news that we've really come here for, again, not really. Liverpool to face Benfica in the UEFA Youth League Last 16 as the man behind our Academy channel. Are you pleased with this?
It's a tough draw. Benfica, along with Juventus, got the most points in the group stage. It's one of them. It's over one leg as well. It's away from home. It will be a difficult game for the lads. But they've done really well. Obviously, we know about the comeback in that last game of the group stage. And they've shown constant amount of times this season that, like the first team, they are mentality monsters themselves. So just never rule them out. That's all I'll say.
I like Barry Lutus was asked about it, and he talked about it, and he says basically he thinks it's quite. He says it will be a bit sunnier than the wind here in Kirby, so that might be a plus. But to be fair, it's a really good tie. That right, this is one of the rare situations where look, it's not like being in front of a crowd. It's not like you're going to be in front of 60,000 people or whatever. Probably going to be a nicer climate, better all-round conditions. Yeah, go and play it away all day long. So yeah, there's that.
It's a good experience for the young lads as well, playing in the European competition against teams like Benfica away from home. It's a brilliant experience for them, and they've shown this season that actually they do better with bigger experiences, and I think it's a cracking chance for all the lads.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan. If we head over to the Redmen TV Twitter account, and I believe it was James who was doing the press conference coverage, who quite clearly didn't have pictures of Klopp at the time because he does a mysterious costume change midway through the tweets, which is great to see. But yeah, we got some interesting talking points. Obviously, he was asked about the Mo Salah Olympic involvement. Basically, there's been no decision made thus far. In fact, my sense of it is that Egypt have not been in touch with him. They've not been in touch with the club. They found this out through the media. So he said basically, and he kind of said, like, we need to speak to them. He said, actually, they need to speak to us if they want Salah. I get the impression, like, Klopp understands, and he made a reference toward the back end of him talking about this, about, like, I'm a sports person, it's the Olympics. So, like, he's not going to be like, well, Liverpool is bigger than the Olympics, because it's the Olympics. But I don't think that Liverpool are going to be jumping on any planes anytime soon to go and meet Egypt. If they want Salah, then they need to be coming to the table.
The issue I have with it, and Klopp said it before, obviously, with the African Cup of Nations, the fact that we pay their wages. Salah will be going to the African Cup of Nations during next season as well. It will be such a stop-start season for one of our most key players.
Yeah.
It would be very difficult for us to say, yeah, you know what, you can do both in one season. It would be very hard, and Salah isn't a player that you want to lose twice in one season. It will affect our season, and it will pretty much ensure that we make a huge signing in the summer.
I think it's an interesting point, isn't it? I'm sure it's been raised on the news shows this week since that news kind of dropped, but it does make you wonder, because as you say, some of our big players are going to be missing some big moments of the season, potentially even more so with the Olympic stuff, so that might well inform how Liverpool are going on in the
I saw a lot of stuff in the summer this week, obviously with Jadon Sancho, and people saying, well, where would he fit in our side, because But at the end of the day, with Mane, Salah going to the African Cup of Nations,
People worry about some very, very odd
Remember a few years ago when people worried about our squad not having competition?
Oh, yeah.
And now this?
Yeah. Oh, where is Sancho fit in? Well, don't even bother. Let's not even bother, just in case. Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting. He was asked about the break, and he said, obviously, the next game is the most important of our lives. The break was about recovery. A lot of things, if you train completely normal, you don't lose much, but you gain a lot. But what he kind of references in this is the winter break is not about Norwich. It's about the games that follow. And speaking as a parent, and I'm so you can come to you in time, and all of you will learn the hard way at some point in your lives. Every minute of sleep that you can steal is a useful minute of sleep. And this is the equivalent. What we've done there is the equivalent of having a power nap. You might feel a bit sluggish when you wake up, but when you're actually wide awake at midnight and not falling asleep into your dinner at 6:30, that's what this is for. So I like that. You know, he's keen to stress that Norwich is, in a football sense, Norwich right now is what's in front of us. It's dead important, but we're not gonna see the benefits of the winter break until, in fact, we'll probably never notice it, because we'll just be like, oh, aren't Liverpool ticking along really?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I was very impressed with how we've dealt with this winter break as well. I think it was very clever. Like, it seemed to be a bit like Noah's Ark. All the players seem to be sent out two by two to different places and training on their own.
Yeah.
It was very, very strange in that sense, but it was good to see. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was good to see that the players would actually train themselves while they're on their holidays, they're away. Probably not under specific training plans. They might be, who knows. But they're training off their own accord, not with the team, not together. Just in pairs, most of them. And it was really good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was interesting, the Andy Robertson stuff. So he was asked about Robbo. And we did a bit of this on the build-up show this week. And for me, he was the one I said... He needed this break more than anyone else. You know, it kind of gets glossed over, but he was playing through the pain barrier in December, and Klopp references it again. And he said, obviously, there are many positive stories. And he talks about, like, as a player, he felt that he played through the pain 80% of the time. I really like the notion, and he says this, the expression they use is it's only pain. And look, they've not invented that. Loads of people use that all the time. But I like the fact that that's almost a mantra in the squad. And he joked about Robbo saying it's his left foot. And he basically said it's his only useful foot, to be fair. So in playing through, that's good. But what he did say is he's the one, he's already noticed the difference in him just for giving him the break, and that's massive.
And as you say, he still played really, really well. Mm. He's still been the best left back in the league, even through playing through the pain barrier. So he's a great player, and he's improving all the time. Every time he pulls the shirt on, he impresses you and gives his all. I think it's interesting because Klopp throughout his whole time at Liverpool has always mentioned that pain barrier. Mm-hmm. Daniel Sturridge, he had an issue with the fact that he couldn't really play through that pain barrier. And he loves players that can, so it will just make him love Robbo even more.
Mm, absolutely. And then the lastly then, I guess, is an injury update. All we know so far about what the players are likely to be, or who's likely to be available for contention for Saturday. Klopp was asked, and he said, apart from, basically everyone's fit and available, apart from Shaqiri, Klein and Glatzel. They're all in training, which I thought was really good, particularly, obviously, Shaqiri. It's mad. I don't know, you know, not a lot's been said about what it is that's been keeping Shaqiri out. But Nathaniel Clyne, look, I mean, no one's got any expectations of Clyne of being a Liverpool player, you know, moving forward in the short
leaving
term.
Leaving on a free in the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But good to see Glatzel back. A real missed opportunity for him this season, wasn't it?
I am really happy that Klopp's actually mentioned Glatzel in that, because obviously he was with the under-18s last season. He had the one game in pre-season with the first team, and then he's got that obviously long layoff. So it's good that actually he's still involved with the first team. Klopp's still involving him in these sort of comments. It's also good to see that Mane's not even mentioned. So that shows that Mane's probably completely fit, ready to go. Milner, clearly still 50-50, but it's good to see that actually we're getting for probably the key part of the season is we're trying to push us over the line now and make sure that we guarantee that title as soon as possible, really. Let's try and break some more records that we have a fully fit team.
Yeah, 100%. Very, very exciting time indeed as we head towards the business end of the season. I love saying that. I love saying that and it not be just a throwaway line about other people's teams and the things they're in contention for. Keep your comments coming in the comment section underneath. Matt's going to get into some of them right now.
Do you want to have a guess on what most of the comments are about?
Mbappe. Salah. Mbappe, isn't it? Shit.
Right, we'll start with some of them then. Daryl says, believe it and achieve it. Hashtag Mbappe 2020. Leo says, I don't know. For some reason, I get more excited about Havertz than Mbappe. David said, let's get him in. Teddy says, do Liverpool really need him? It's a waste of money.
Yeah, again, this is one of those things, isn't it? Who's asked? Like, you know, do Liverpool need him? Who doesn't need him?
Everyone, yeah.
I mean, and I think that the issue with Mbappe is, I think the fact that he's kind of had his breakout really in the French league, you know, and we haven't seen enough. He hasn't really truly established himself beyond that. And people can talk about France all you want, but you know, I think if he went and did it in La Liga, I don't think there'd be any doubt. If he did it in the Premier League, there'd be no doubt. So, I mean, for me, all the indications are that this guy is the next .. the next Ronaldo, the next proper Ronaldo, the next. And if that's the case, if you're telling me, original Ronaldo was 21 years old and he was available to buy, you'd make a way to fit him into your team, no matter what. So
that's what Mbappe would be. Literally the only question is the money side of things. And if not, I think everyone would be like, yes, go for it. But the money side of things is incredibly difficult and incredibly unrealistic. And that's the only thing that, listen, we're the best team in the world right now, we're the best club in the world right now. Mbappe would be interested in joining Liverpool. Of course he would, every player in the world would.
Yeah.
But it's a money thing, isn't it? And he will be demanding all sorts of cash that we probably can't give him.
But ultimately, it's not our concern. Not my concern, not his concern, not your concern. If Liverpool want to do it, fucking
go for it.
Go on, mate, what you got?
Right, some more stuff on the Salah and the Olympic stuff. Okay. Stuart says, down to Salah, really. If we stop him, it won't end well. Pete says, I don't think Klopp or Salah want this. Volboy says, we're much bigger than the Olympics. I agree with that. Josh says he can go to the Olympics. In my opinion, I'd like to see Harvey Elliott get a run of games. And Stephen Somerville says if Salah goes both to AFCON and the Olympics, we have to sign either Sancho or Werner.
Yeah, that last point is absolutely spot on. The Olympics thing, I think I don't love any other sport or any other pastime as much as I love football, and more importantly, I think within football as much as I love Liverpool. So But even I can look at the Olympics and go, it's the fucking Olympics. Winning a gold medal at the Olympics is you know, it's absolutely something else. That is a, you know, if you're a sports person, there are limited opportunities to do things that are remembered throughout all time. And as much as the like a Premier League, and hopefully that'll be well, will of course, hopefully, been well done and dusted by the time the Olympics comes around, you know, it being next season and all. But I think there's just something to, you can win league titles, you can win a league, well, you can win a league title every year, you can win a Champions League every year, but you know, the chance to win an Olympics, it's like the World Cup, except it's for all sport. This, yeah, I don't know.
I see what you're saying as well, but I think the Olympics is like the FA Cup.
Right.
Personally.
Why?
Where it's this big thing that everyone wants to do, but unless you're getting one of their medals, what is the point?
So you're saying that Egypt battles the chance of winning gold at the...
Listen, I don't know what squads are going to be taken. Yeah. I don't know what Egypt's chances, but unless they're absolutely sure, then...
But it's one of those things, it gets forgotten, like, Messi's played at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Aguero's played at the Olympics. The best players get picked, and it's denigrated a bit around this country because we've never really taken it seriously. We had that Team GB, didn't we? Was that during the British Olympics?
Yeah, 2012.
It was in London.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a... It was a bit of a joke, and the kit was a bit weird and all that kind of stuff. Like, but, you know... You see again the amount of world class players. Remember Argentina winning it in the mid noughties? Correct me if I'm wrong on that. People watching it again, they had look at that. Go and Google it. It's worth googling. The Argentina team was absolutely something else because it means a lot to people. Like, I'm not going to sit here and you know on Red Men News and debate the merits of the Olympics. It's the Olympics. I don't even fucking know. It's the Olympics. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Move on.
It's the Olympics. It's not our concern. Look, I agree. From a Liverpool perspective, Mo should swerve it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm of the opinion that you should swerve international football. You should retire from international football if you want to be a Liverpool player because you can give all your attentions to Liverpool and that. But it's a dilemma. He's not going to fuck off AFCON
That's the issue for me. For me, he can't do both. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably incredibly selfish for saying that, but that is my issue.
Again, we're entitled to be selfish.
There you go.
Liverpool fans, we just want to see the best in Liverpool. Matt, go on, one more.
Got a bit of a curveball for you to finish off. Ramian in the Super Chat says, manager sequence for the future, Klopp, Gerrard, Xabi Alonso. What are your thoughts on that?
Disagree. Klopp, Pep Linders, Steven Gerrard, and then probably Jordan Henderson by that point.
I'd say the same, apart from the last one.
I just made that up.
I'd go with James Milner.
James Milner to be assistant manager at some point for Liverpool is the most nailed on thing.
What he did for the youngsters in the FA Cup is very commendable. It's superb.
Yeah.
And he deserves a lot of credit for that because
you get a lot of value for money in the James Milner contract, don't you? Let's be honest. Yeah. Right, we're going to wrap that up there. Thank you very much. Make sure you take advantage of the Liverpool Gin Distillery offer. The link will be in the description underneath. Can't recommend it highly enough. If you want to go and take your loved one out for something a bit different, something very romantic, get together, do whatever you want to do before and after. Maybe get yourselves in the mood with a little bit of a gin tour. Creation experience in the middle, like, you know, what else are you going to do? Go and have a pizza, boring. Go and do the Liverpool Gin Tour and become an absolute Valentine's Day hero today. Right, thank you very much. Make sure you drop a like on this video. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you're watching and you haven't done so yet. So close to 30,000 subs. That would be amazing. See you all back here on Monday. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.